Ye that love the Lord, hate evil. Well, that's hate to sin, Brother Bruce. That means hate. You got to hate, you know, weed. You got to hate alcohol. You got to hate, you know, whatever. But let's finish the verse. Yep. He preserveth the soul of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked.
Yep.
You see, in context, the parallel passage there, when it's referring to evil, it's talking about a person.
Right.
Delivering them out of the hand of the wicked. So ye that love the Lord, hate evil. Look at Psalms 139, 20, 21. It says, do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. Now go to Psalms 45. We obviously know that's like our life verse, right? Obviously, hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. But I'm explaining to you what is the biblical reasoning, or what's the cause and effect of having a perfect hatred, a complete hatred. I'm talking about a biblical, healthy hatred. I'm going to read to you from 2 Chronicles 19, verse 2. And Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him and said to the king, to King Jehoshaphat, shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord. So obviously the Bible, what it's teaching us here is when we love those that hate the Lord, wrath is upon us.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that ought to be like the quintessential motivation to say, man, I need to bump up my hate life. I don't want God's wrath on me. You know, I want to make sure that my hatred is perfect. I don't want God's wrath upon me. But just know this, anytime God gives a commandment, there is a consequence to disobeying it, but there's also a blessing to obeying it. So we know what the consequence is, right? Wrath is upon thee from before the Lord if we help those who hate the Lord, so on and so forth. But look at Psalms 45 verse 6 says, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore, now what does therefore mean? Because of these things, right? Therefore, God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows.
Amen.
You know what I've noticed? That those who have mature hate are some of the most happy people.
Amen.
Being honest. Being in this movement, I've realized that those who have the most perfect hatred are some of the happiest people, joyful people. They're very happy. Why? Because the Bible teaches us here that when we love righteousness and we hate wickedness, God will anoint. Obviously, this is a reference to Jesus Christ, but we can apply this to ourselves as well, because the commandment is to us as well. Ye that love the Lord, hate evil. When we have a perfect hatred, we not only avoid the consequence of having the wrath of God on us, the Bible says he'll anoint us with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. You see, some of the most grumpiest, meanest people are those who are suppressing their hate for things that they ought to hate.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Because they're like, man, this sodomy makes me mad, but we gotta love everyone, you know? I just, you know? Or it's just like, they can't pray against anybody. They can't pray against the person who murdered their child. They can't pray that they die and go to hell. They can't pray against pedophiles. They can't pray against Obama. They can't pray against anybody. So what do? They just have all that hatred inside and they don't get it out. I think we're a bunch of happy people here.
Amen.
You know? And maybe we could perfect our hatred a little more. But you know what? As we do so, the Bible says that God will anoint us with the oil of gladness.
Yep.
Makes us happy people. Why? Because when we hate, it gets out. And then we're like, I feel better. You know? I mean, when you hit the bag enough, you know, while you're boxing, you let all that stress. By the time you're done, you're spent. You're just like, man, I don't feel like fighting anymore. You know? But you know what? When you're holding that in, day in and day out, you're going to kick your dog, and you're going to go off on your wife. Why? Because you're holding all that in. Better to have a healthy hatred, love the Lord and hate evil, hate wickedness, and be anointed with the oil of gladness. That's the cause and effect. It's good.